This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. It's G&D here on The Fan. No GP, but yes, Toby. He is down, GP is that is, down in Florida with his fam. Toby's hanging out today and tomorrow. We are Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor. This is awesome. First slate of games is done. Second slate is kind of winding down here before the evening slate keeps going. It's just the best, man. All in all, a perfect day. VCU, some local interest, down 15 second half to BYU, who has just poured it on here. They look terrific. Clemson trying to make a game of it, down 10 with only a few minutes left against McNeese. That's a bit of a rock fight. And the Gonzaga Bulldogs, shout out the draft t-shirt, up 23
rolling
on Georgia. It's a battle of the Bulldogs there, Tobes, and Gonzaga is rolling in that one. Something awesome is coming back. We went a little time without it, and it was sad. But quarterback is returning. Quarterback is coming back. If you remember the first season many moons ago, it gave us, if I could say this personally, the gift of my refined Pat Mahomes impression. I had one, but I got Mahomes up close and personal for episode after episode. So it went from kind of like, oh, I'm sort of doing Pat Mahomes, to now basically, dog, I can like if I want to, just sort of talk about Trav and Coach Reed and guys, and like every day, you know, you just basically want to play well, and you know, we'll be there for the playoffs, and you're trying to run the ball and not turn it over, and what's up, dog? Like, we got such great access. Kirk Cousins, Marcus Mariota, and Pat Mahomes. It was perfect. She's coming back. Netflix is bringing back quarterback. Here are your three. Joe Burrow.
Like it.
Kirk Cousins, again, he plays this game so well.
Kirko's awesome.
This is his wheelhouse, dude. He gets it. He came off, I thought, is really likable. In that one, we got to know him over the years, obviously, so I know I'm biased just in terms of personally. Obviously, really, really like the guy. He was terrific with us for all those years. Just so conscientious, thoughtful, timely, you know, asking people about themselves and everything else. Just a really, really good dude. I thought he came off great on that show. Tougher than you give him credit for.
Yeah,
up
big
there
time
with those cracked ribs, and Dron Payne hit him and he's going, oh geez, oh my God. Just tough, man. Yeah. Really, really cool. And Jared Goff. Jared Goff is your third quarterback. Now, I generally don't want to see Jared Goff at any point in time doing anything.
Sure.
I generally don't like it when Jared Goff's on my television.
Okay, yeah.
But I got to tell you, this is actually the perfect thing for him, right? Because he's now been through it. He's been wanted and not wanted. Not wanted, then wanted. Now he's thriving. Now he's a veteran who's been around at the helm of an excellent squad that's got Super Bowl aspirations, rightfully so. He's had great years in Detroit. I am fascinated about sort of the Jared Goff career journey. Again, I think he's only thrived a couple times when he's been in the nest of brilliant offensive minds with good personnel around him. Every time he's been outside of that, he's put up dreadful Daniel Jones-like numbers. But still, there's room for that on a show like this. I don't think Marcus Mariota's any good, and that was an awesome part of it. So, Tobes, A, just your reaction to QB coming back and that group of three.
So, Kirko, I don't know that I needed to see a second season of Kirko, but him as a businessman is just so good. Doing it again, rehabbing the image, doing all that stuff, I can't wait. And also, I believe it was from this past season, right? It's coming out in July, so it's going to be from this past season. It's going to be a heck of an interesting story with Kirko.
Right?
That's going to be an interesting one to follow. And, you know, we saw the same sort of thing play out with actually the same team with Mariota, where Mariota quit on the team and left, and Kirko stuck around. So that's going to be an interesting one to follow. Joe Burrow, I think, is going to be fantastic. He's someone that I really, really enjoy following because he's kind of got that borderline arrogance. I think sometimes it is a little arrogant of him, the way that he acts. But I'm curious to see him off the field, his interactions, a little bit quiet, but that really confident individual, really interested to see him. And you're right, I think this is an incredible opportunity for Jared Goff to, I think he's rehabbed his image from the time what happened in L.A., moving on from him to for Stafford to now where he's at. I think a lot of people really respect Goff, but I think just kind of getting to know him a little bit. He's kind of someone that people still don't really know a lot about, even though he's in the limelight all the time. So I'm really excited to watch this. I think quarterback to me means a little bit more than receiver because there's just so much that goes into it. You play the position so differently from person to person. So I'm really intrigued to watch this one.
800-636-1067. There are someone to want your answers to. Toby, be thinking of your answers.
Yep.
We've got the three that are going to be on this season of quarterback, right? It's Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins. A pretty damn good group. Who's your ideal three? Who is your ideal three to have a show that centers around their prep, their game days, their post games, their weekly lead up, the whole nine yards, knowing what we know about that first go-round, right? There's one I think that's easy. We're pretty familiar with him here in our marketplace.
Oh.
A guy that you'd probably like to see.
Interesting.
But I'll get to that in a second. So I want your three. Who would be your ideal entertaining three? It can be whatever mix you want. It can be the vet, the kid, the backup, the three superstars. It can be the guy you know the least about. Whatever you want to do, who do you want to see? That's what I want from you at 800-636-1067. Who's your three, Tobes? You got your answer?
Yeah, I got mine.
Give me your three for the Toby Purdue season of quarterback.
So my number one, I want to see Lamar Jackson. I'm weird in this, Danny, so you can correct me. You were alluding to this. I don't actually need to see my guy. So Jaden would be fantastic, but I can live without seeing Jaden because I see a lot of Jaden. I would love to see Lamar. I would love to see the preparation that goes into it. I'd love to see what he's doing and how he plays the quarterback position so differently than just about everybody else. I would want to see Aaron Rodgers, but just football. I don't need the extra stuff, and I know some of that comes with Aaron Rodgers. But I'm curious, like, what the heck does he do with his downtime? Like, what is he doing that all of a sudden we're getting Netflix docs on him, ayahuasca? Like, what is he doing during the season? I don't need to know what you're doing in the offseason. You're traveling to Egypt, all that. Football season, prep, all that stuff. I want to see Aaron Rodgers. And then lastly, every single time I see this guy, I like him more and more. And seeing the way that he interacted with some of the fans and different stuff as he was at the award ceremony winning the MVP this year, Josh Allen. I would love to see how Josh Allen goes about his preparation, his work in the community in Buffalo. He's so adored up there, and I think if everybody got a little glimpse into what he does every single day as a human being in the Buffalo community, I think people would love him even more than they already do.
Darius, if you're available, sir, I would love your three. Who are the three quarterbacks you would love to see on the Netflix show?
So I think what would be an awesome season would be an all-rookie season. I think the top three picks of this past draft would have been a great season to put together. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. How awesome would that be?
That would be very, very cool. Three rookies going through three dramatically different situations.
And I think it'd be really cool to see that, to see why one was successful, why one wasn't, and why, you know, like what happened with Drake May and how that whole decision that he wasn't starting right away and eventually getting that job. So, yeah, it'd be really cool to see that.
So here is my three, after giving this a lot of thought, and I want you guys' too. 800-636-1067. Give me the three guys you'd want on your Purdue season of Netflix's quarterback. Number one for me, I think this is obvious, Jaden Daniels, please. Can't get enough. More. If you give me 10, I want 11. You give me 11, I want 50. I want to see everything about him all the time. I want all the prep, all the lead up, all the post game, all the afterwards, the decompression, the laughing and smiling about plays that he made, the moments to prove my theory was correct that he was more hurt than we realized with those ribs during that down streak where he wasn't playing as well. I want Jaden Daniels in my eyeballs at all times. I love him so much, I can't get enough. And maybe I've had enough. Today is not that day. Number one, Jaden Daniels. Number two, because I'm thinking about entertainment, thinking about drama, thinking about something unique, I want Bryce Young.
Oh.
I want a number one pick who had a disaster of a year last year and whose year started off disastrous as well, who actually played pretty damn good football down the stretch.
He did, yes.
I want to see he and Dave Canales. I want to see the evolution and growth for a guy that's trying to hang in this league and live up to his number one billing. I'm fascinated to see Bryce Young. I would love him to be the dude that is on quarterback. My third guy, I had a hard time kind of nailing this one down. I was thinking, you know, do I want a backup? Do I want a star kind of that you've already mentioned? I feel like I've got the guy with the solar system, kind of that mega star already in Jaden Daniels. So I would like maybe not another Billy the Backup, not another Mariota. I think I want to see somebody that I find pretty interesting, pretty fascinating. Give me Matthew Stafford.
Oh, okay.
Give me Matthew Stafford, a guy that I've always felt was underappreciated and who's achieved quite a bit in his career, including a Super Bowl out there in L.A. I think that dude is entertaining, worldly, smart, thoughtful, interesting, good, going through a team that, yet again, got off to a like terrible start, came on down the stretch, and was basically some snow and sleet and rain away from beating the best team in the NFL in Philadelphia on the road in the postseason. I would love Stafford. So give me Daniels, Bryce Young, and Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be really good. Now, the question is, with Matthew Stafford, do you get Clayton Kershaw as well, since they went to the same high school? Do we get that as well? Is Kershaw a big part of this?
He's going to have to be. Because they're both in L.A. doing stuff.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that would be a fun mix. And I was just thinking of this while you're laying it out. I don't know that you could ever do it logistically because they would never allow it. I would love a coach's addition to this, Danny. Because whenever I think
just call coach?
Yeah, just like follow a coach, because I don't even know how they ever live their lives, Danny. Like when you see some of these things where they talk about this Hard Knocks, like where they're, who was Bengals head coach? Zach Taylor. He's talking about, yeah, I see my kids like once a week. Could you imagine that, Danny? You see your kids once a week? And by the way, your wife has to deal with that too, because she's dealing with them all by herself. Could you imagine following them for a week, like hearing the stories of Coach Gibbs and the way that he would go about it? I think it'd be really interesting to see that. I think the closest that you can get to that is following a quarterback, because he has to do that extra prep compared to everybody else on the football team as well. So it's really cool. I love this idea of following these guys. I haven't been as into some of these other ones year after year, but football is always going to get me in, and these quarterbacks I think is going to be really fun to watch.